I'm sipping.
This is Sipping with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, it only the one and only Sipping with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking life together.
Yep. Shout out to y'all, man. Happy Thursday, happy hour, all of that flyness. Please like, comment, subscribe, share, tell somebody that you was here and that we will be here. Appreciate y'all. Since I've been saying that on a regular basis, salute to y'all. Y'all actually been subscribing. The subscribers have been going up. Let's keep knocking off these milestones, man. And I'm going to have some giveaways coming up soon. I actually have a holiday package coming soon for the people, so I'll let y'all know how you can get that. But first and foremost, got to shout out the sponsor. Shout out Rich Jewels. Today's episode is sponsored by Rich Jewels Handcrafted Jewelry Designs. Currently, I'm wearing the Figaro chain and bracelet set from the men's collection. Rich Jewels specializes in waterproof and hypoallergenic accessories. Shop for jewelry at richjewels.us today. Rich Jewels is spelled R-I-S-S jewels.us today. Appreciate y'all, man. This is Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug, here with Rich Jewels, the official sponsor of the Sippin' with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jewels, male or female jewelry, and actually has a holiday sale going on right now. Black-owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jewels, Sippin' with Sammy approves. Now, my guy, man, how you, man? Hayes Boogie in here, what's up?
How the Dean, man, how you?
I'm good, man, how you been?
Chilling.
All right, speak up a little bit for me, man.
I got you, cool. Yeah, I've been chilling. I can't complain,
man. You got that big cup. It got you loaded.
Yeah, I'm saucy. Yeah. But I'm cool, though. I'm grooving, man. I've been good, man.
That's what's up. It's always good to see you. I bumped into you a week ago at Son of the 215 event. Shout out to Son of the 215.
Oh, my guy.
And I was joking with you, but, you know, they say it's a little truth in every joke. It was a whole lot of truth in the joke that I said to you when I said, you look healthy and you look and you on both feet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I seen you running around on one leg, getting it done on stage, in interviews, all of that cool shit. But you really look like you've been all right out here, man. I know life happens, but you look good, bro.
I appreciate that shit.
I want to tell you that, man. You like you in a good place.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I'm in a nice little headspace, but I think I should be in the music way more.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been off my square a lot off that joint. Kind of been messing with me.
Why?
You know what I mean,
why you fall back? Frustration, situation.
Situation, like you said, life be happening. Like
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, like I got into a little situation, a little little thing with the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Kind of knocked mm-hmm. me off my square, whatever. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gave me like writer's block, you know what I'm saying? To the point where I couldn't write shit, cool, and it was stressing me the fuck out, man. Like, cause I wanna do this music shit bad as shit. You feel me?
And you can do it. You nice.
And so. I can do it. You know what I'm saying? I just wanna get back on it. You know what I'm saying? But life is life, and I ain't got the headspace for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
But it's
and
that's
crazy. Stressing me out.
Because I was talking, was it when I was talking to him or when he was talking to somebody else? Anyway, I heard Crack say one time, Petey. Somebody else had asked him about, while you was down, how much work did you get done while you was booked? You know what I'm saying? You write anything? You got anything coming home with you excited about getting in the booth and laying? And he was like, bro, when they locked me up, they locked my brain up. You know what I'm saying? And that shit worked different for different people. Some niggas did 2 months to come home with 3 albums.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
That shit easier said than done. Like, people be like, oh, you book and all that. You got time on your hands and all that. It ain't that easy, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because for the most part, you in your head. And when I say you in your head, like, it's not a good job.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you not in a good headspace to be writing. Sometimes mm-hmm. you are, sometimes you not. But for the most part, you stress the fuck out, cool.
So when the last time you been in school?
Shit. A minute. When the last time Soos was open.
Soos got a new spot now.
I know.
So the last old time spot.
Yeah, that's a minute ago. Yeah, that's
how long. That's a minute ago, man. You gotta go release them demons, man. But you don't wanna go in there and bullshit, so you gotta be motivated. I dig that.
Yeah.
I dig that. You been fucking with beats at all? Anybody been sending you production and shit?
Yeah. Nobody in particular. Shout out to 360.
Mm-hmm.
He been sending me some shit.
So before this, you was running around. You had a project out. You had a collaboration situation you was a part of, right?
Yeah.
You had the video that was going up uptown in front of the gas station and all that. Y'all was wilding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How long ago was that?
Sheesh. What was that? COVID, yes.
COVID,
like,
right?
Yeah, it had to be like 3 years.
What was the feedback from all of that when you was doing that? Was that good? Was that positive?
That was a good song. I'm hearing that's a Mount Airy, anthem right
now. Yeah, like it's one of them joints for us.
That's legendary for Mount Airy right there.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to hear that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful and I'm thankful for everybody, you know, that was rocking to that joint.
The energy was real. It wasn't, you know what I mean? You know how sometimes you're on video sets and you got to tell niggas to act like and to turn up and it ain't look like that. I think it was raining in that motherfucker, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, damn, I done froze with y'all before shit.
It was cool and all that shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I froze with y'all at the playground before shit.
It was a good joint, though. But I ain't know it was going to blow up like that. It was just something I was playing with.
But does that make more pressure for the next move? Is it people on your neck now? Like, you couldn't even just chill?
It did.
That's one of them joints?
It's definitely one of them joints.
That's a positive if you could get to that point.
Well, I think I did.
Uh-huh.
But I never put that shit out. Like, I'm one of them boys.
So you're sitting on something?
I'm sitting on a lot of shit. A lot of shit.
You know what's crazy? All I gotta do is watch him. He gonna tell me the truth the whole time. Shout out your man, yo.
My man, Mark, man. Right here.
Yeah,
my
man, salute them. Every time I say something, right, he over there like, yeah.
For the sandbox, be like, this is really my motherfucking guy right here.
You look familiar. I'm sure I bumped into him before. But definitely thanks for coming through, bro. But no, like, I mean, Uptown Anthem, you went through something. We all go through something, right?
Yeah.
It takes something to get us out of this shit.
Yeah.
But you can't rush your creativity.
That's the thing that I don't do.
Maybe you need to go sit in on this. I'm about to book a session next week and just
listen. And I say this. Maybe I need to be back in that environment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To bring that shit out of me. Like we was talking on the way here. Like he said, "Damn, cool. Like I ain't never seen you so happy when you left your man joint. You was talking about Sun joint." You know what I'm saying?
Caught the energy.
Yeah, I caught that energy again. Mm-hmm. He was like, it's something that did something to you, cool. Like, and it did. Like,
that was for somebody else's day.
Shout out my man, Son, man. Yeah, and because of him, like, I feel like I'm back at it.
Boosted a little bit.
He motivated me.
I like it.
He motivated me.
That's what's up. Shout out to Son, man. You know, that's my guy.
And it was
a dope event, man. Salute to everybody that came out to show love.
His shit dropped. His shit out right now.
Yeah, Veterans Day.
Midnight train.
I can't keep up, bro.
You it's all right there. Go we'll get that
Midnight
shit.
Midnight train to Philly too. You right. Salute to him. So now you had an experience where it's like, I've been missing this a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and that shit eat me up. Real shit. Cause I know I'm out of shit. Like, I mean, I get it all the time.
Well, you know, I'm on you because I always told you that I fucked with you. You know what I'm saying? Your music was dope. Your energy in person is always good. You know what I'm saying? And I know.
Appreciate it.
I seen you with the anklet. I seen you with the cast. And you always was acting like, you know what I mean? And I know that ain't how it be, but you treated me decent.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, this nigga, it's part time to be in the rain again.
Yeah, you always been thorough.
Plenty rainy day. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. So where does it start for Haze Boogie though? Like when do you become Haze Boogie?
When do I become Haze Boogie?
Mm-hmm.
When did I?
Mm-hmm.
I can say high school.
Mm.
High school is where that shit really like started whamming. Like
what high school is this?
Roxborough.
And this is because of music.
Mm-hmm. No, it was because of music, but it was because of what was popping at the time. MySpace was jumping, and I had the advantage because I had the computer and I had the niggas that knew how to upload your songs and shit to your page and shit.
Yeah,
and I had made this one hit, and I call this shit a hit because it was a fucking hit. No chicken noodle soup to the
You went against chicken noodle soup.
To that beat. That joint was so crazy. The boy, what's the boy name that made the beat? DJ Webstar. He hit me up on MySpace and all that shit.
Yo, a lot of plugs was made on MySpace, and I ain't know what the fuck to do with MySpace.
But that shit, yeah, that shit.
I was in the way.
That shit got me like whamming. But then we started doing like little DVDs. Like I was never on like no like Too Raw for the Streets, nothing like that. But I was on like little neighborhood Jones. And that's what really got me whamming. So but I used to battle grade? A lot too in a bro.
Okay, what grade is this?
But I want to say ninth.
Oh, so this early.
Early, yes. This was
early. So you lived from the gate in a way, doing too much. Not listening to teachers, ass nigga.
Like drawing. No, I was good.
You was cool?
I was good till about 10th. That's when I started drawing.
That's crazy. Looking at the teachers like, nigga, I make more money than you. No, I knew. You know, we all know dudes that was true for at some point. Usually ain't end well, though. But so you was Haze Boogie then. That was the name from the gate.
Yeah.
From the gate.
That was the name from the gate.
So this is fun, or this is like everybody doing it? What energy you got for it? Because you made a record. It might have been a mistake.
It wasn't a mistake. Like, definitely was a mistake. Because I had like other songs and shit. But that was just the one that stuck out.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, crazy. Like, I remember being in math class and shit. My man called me hype as shit. And he went to William Penn. I think he went to William Penn.
See what I'm saying? Nigga cell phone on in class and shit. He answering it in class. Yeah, but go ahead.
I'm in math class. Right?
Yeah, you don't
even pay attention. And my man, he called me hype as shit. Like, yo, listen to this. All I hear is, rrr, rrr, rrr. What the fuck, bro? He said, no, you can't hear it. I'm like, no, what the fuck is that? He said, he listening to, he stole some shorty iPod, and my song was on that joint.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? So he was trying to let me hear that joint, like, you know what I mean? So that right there, like, that shit, like fucked me up, like.
That's so crazy.
I had a lot of, like, little star encounters and shit that you know, like, that motivated me to keep going, like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's dope.
Yeah.
A lot of people work a long time before they start seeing something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I seen it at a young age, like, but at the time, like, social media wasn't popping as much as it was now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had what we got now, I would have been buzzing, cuz.
Well, I mean, you did it before. You could figure out a way to manipulate the new system.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10. You just need product that you're excited to push.
No, I just need that drop again.
Yeah. But that's what it give it to you. Because if you can get motivated through Sun Event, when you got something that in totality you feel like they got to hear, you going to fight for it, I think. I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, when did you start rhyming, though? Because that's ninth grade.
Shit, when I was 9.
Why?
When I was 9?
Uh-huh.
You
wanna be Lil Wayne?
I had a little squad called a 2-4 click.
What 2-4 bit? That's the 2-4 block.
2-4 click, like just 24/7 click, like.
Oh, alright, just a young boy.
Just 2-4 click, the song we made up. You know what I mean? And ever since then, I ran with it. But that shit, like really in my blood on some shit. Like my pop was a DJ, my aunt used to rap shit like that. Like,
oh, alright.
You know I mean, so it was already in me. Like I used to take my little tape recorder and record myself rapping over a beat and all that shit, like, when I was a young boy. Like, that shit was already in me. You know what I mean? But when I started taking this serious, it was high school.
But that's crazy, because most niggas would not ask them when they take it serious, it don't be high school. Or it be, like, the end of high school, and it be the homie that, you know what I mean, dragged them in the booth, or they went with him, and they wind up getting busy. You know what I mean? It never be, like, with going into high school with the intention and knowing, like, no, this is what it means to really be trying to be a rapper.
No, high school.
Because, you know, Philly vicious. We like, if I beat every nigga I run across, I'm nice. Somebody go find me. That's how we used to think.
Yeah, but when I
and
I
you
say,
was battling, so you was
say,
on that.
When I say high school, I mean not just in that high school, but I mean in that era of high school.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to remember that era was battling on the
DVDs corners and shit, yeah.
And just walking up to ciphers, and you can be driving down Stinton Ave, and it's a cipher on Stinton and Johnson.
No bullshit.
I hop in that joint, go to Cedric Playgrounds and joint there. Like, it was joints all over, you know what I'm saying? And
that was that era. So that's why I say, that's where I really got my name from, because I was one of them boys that hopped out and joined the Cyphers and all that shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Where you get the confidence from?
Shit, I don't know, man.
You just ain't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Never thought about it.
I mean, it all come, like, real shit, though. I knew my bars be out of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to toot my own horn, be beep, like, I knew my shit hot.
Nigga, it's cool to say that, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't afraid of hopping any cipher or rap on any song, anybody feature anybody, you know, like, I ain't scared of none of that shit. Like that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, rapping is what I do. And I take bars serious. Like, I take music serious. You know what I'm saying?
Do you create a before time, or are you creating a booth for both? Or, like, is it situational?
What you said?
Like, do you write before you go to the studio or in the studio?
Yeah.
That's part
before,
of it.
I write before.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I get in that joint.
But mostly?
There's plenty of times I went in that joint and just put something together. You know what I mean? But I prefer writing that shit down. You know what I mean? Memorizing that shit. Because that shit, to me, it sound better, cause I can pronounce.
Speak up, bro.
I can say shit better. You know what I'm saying? Because I memorize it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I do that shit. And that's why I feel like that's better. That's a better method for me.
I mean, it's the wiser way to do things. You know what I'm saying? To already have it down packed so that you can even finagle it. You know what I'm saying? More so than trying to just get it off.
Yeah, and you can get more music off. You know what I'm saying? If you want a time limit, you know what I mean? You can get more music off, especially if you know your shit like that. You know what I mean?
We ain't got Def Jam budget.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Right.
You ain't going to fraud.
What's your process like? When you in the booth, we hypnotic and reefer. What we doing? Is ladies there? Is the goonery there?
It's basically just marijuana.
Just marijuana?
Just marijuana.
Me and my marijuana and my thoughts?
Yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, the lick is there. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to get too saucy because I start slurring and all that.
Been there.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the whole session up. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
Hate being that boy, right?
Yeah.
I ain't. Can't be able to work.
Yeah, so marijuana. I usually do the liquor when it's ad-lib time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Once you shit got like it down, that. Now it's like, all right, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I've heard your ad-libs. Oh! That makes a lot of fucking sense. And I'm picking your brain. This is selfish for me, because I'm fucking around and call this nigga like, bro, we got a studio. Like, what we doing? Because
I need that.
I
need that motivation, cool.
I need you to get busy, man. I need you to, we need another anthem. You said COVID. That's long enough, man. And yeah. You got it in you.
Yeah.
And you got some pain in you you need to get out, but you might not got to start there. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes when artists go away for a little bit, they think the first thing they gotta do is tell you where they been. First thing you gotta do is make me give a fuck. That means give me something hot first. Then I'll be like, damn, where this nigga been?
Right.
Then the second, third single, whatever, or the project. You know what I mean? Then I can hear that part. So you gotta give me fire first. You see what I'm saying? Like, niggas get it fucked up. I've seen niggas send a director like, song after song after song, like, yo, I want to shoot this joint. I ain't been here in a while. Nigga, like, no, I'm not shooting that for you first. And nigga, you know what I'm saying? But then once you break it down, it's similar philosophy to what I'm saying. It's just like, nah, like, make motherfuckers care first. You see what I'm saying? Just make fire.
No, I feel
go
that.
Nuts on something. I don't know what that mean.
Draw that attention first.
You know what I mean? But yeah, light this shit. Put some numbers on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell niggas, you know what I mean? I'm rehabbing my ACL, but we out here.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That would be my advice as far as how to approach it if that's a thing.
Yeah.
Direction. You know what I mean? Because that becomes a roadblock too for us. I suffer from the same kind of shit sometimes, dog. And sometimes I wind up in my head so much that other motherfuckers just come to me like, hey, and be like, last time you went to the studio. I'm like, shit, you right. You're right. I ain't dunk on nobody in a while. Like, I got, you know what I'm saying? I got to talk some shit, curse, sweat a little bit, right. Come back home.
Right. Talk a little shit. Like, you know what I mean? And it's more than just a Instagram video freestyle. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Because that get redundant after a while, especially if you're not building up to nothing.
Mm.
If it's not an in-between thing to do, it's like, everybody could do that. Everybody can't do what I can do in the studio.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, I could body some shit, and that's cool for some, we could run some shit up, and if it's some prize money, maybe I get a couple dollars. But ultimately, that's not what the world gets benefit most from me. It's how I feel about a lot of that shit. And I feel like you could probably be the same way, because you make thoughtful projects. You see what I'm saying? You ain't out here just bopping. Even though you can make a nigga bounce. That's a talent. You see what I'm saying? That's the talent. Like you said, you give a fuck about your bars. And that's why I don't want you to rush nothing. But I do want to see if I can spark some energy at you. Because even when I ran into you, yo, cool, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I like to see.
I need that, and I like
that's what I like to see.
And I appreciate that.
That's what I like to see, man. And I know, like I said, I ain't making no promises. But sooner than later, if I get a call soon, I'm going to call you and see if you're available.
I'm available, cool. Yeah.
All right, I'm available. I heard that. Are you done with your situation, or are you still going through it?
I'm still going through it.
Still dealing with it?
Yeah. But what's November? Damn, we in November already. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
About 2 more years?
Yeah, not all right. Cool.
And then you'll be able to run around and act crazy for real.
Yeah. But I'm burnt, man. The streets burnt me out, man.
I mean, sounds like time to pick up a new trade, man.
Fell in love with the streets and it burned me out.
I don't need details, but why now?
What you mean?
Why you burnt? Why you feel like it's over now?
Because
I know you niggas told you before.
I mean, like, for one, it's not the same. Streets not the same.
Ever.
Say that. Put never. That out there. The streets is not the same at all. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
It's
crazy out here. You know what I mean? But for sure, I'm a pop now. Like, I mean, I'm a father of a 4-year-old son, you know what I mean?
Salute
healthy 4-year-old son. And I'm old, man. I'm getting old. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should played out to be. Like, you know what I'm saying?
As it should be.
Like, especially, like, now when I had caught my little situation and all that shit, and the outcome could have been nastier than what it was.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I seen how I could have been taken away from my son and shit, and that shit fucked with me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't deserve that.
Nah. And I ain't one of them pops. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't no slouch. I ain't no knucklehead. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to do what I got to do for him, brother. Get a whole 9-to-5, to be dedicated to that joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And be a straightforward nigga, like, you know what I mean? Be a good nigga, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know.
See, I like that talk, and that's why I gotta ask you that, because niggas need to hear that from you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't no slouch, like you said. You ain't one of them, like, you ain't weirdo boy. You ain't nobody that's always trying to be frontline or whatever. I went through your page, I'm like, I ain't even post nothing in 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like you said, you got a son, you got priorities, and you got a situation. But it's nice to hear you put all those things in perspective. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's fire. I appreciate that.
No. I mean, it ain't nothing to appreciate. I mean, I appreciate you appreciating it. But it's real shit. Like, you know what I mean? It's just real shit.
Yeah. But like I said, I don't be wanting to... Your personal is your personal, but transitions and reasoning behind certain stuff, everybody can learn from. You know what I mean? Like, we talking, but they watching us.
Right.
They watching us. And for anybody that click on this, like, damn, that's my nigga, where he been at? Now they ain't even tripping no more. They might start sending you more beats.
right.
Like, maybe he need this.
Yeah, send them Jones. Send them Jones. ASAP, JSAP. You know
what's
mean?
The email, man, since we saying it?
HazeBoogaloo @gmail.com. That's HazeBoogaloo @gmail.com.
Perfect. See, I be having to tell people all of that shit. He did that perfect. But, Hayes was the thing when you was 14, 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boogie, where we get the whole name from? Like, how do we come against Hayes Boogie?
At the time, that's when Hayes was popping. The weed Hayes was popping.
Right.
And we thought that that was the shit. Like, you know what I mean?
So, and he was like, I would just name myself The Weed.
You know what I mean? So, I mean,
now, why not mean niggas out here named Chronic?
Like I ain't gonna say it in front. I ain't gonna say it in front to make up a whole story. Like, yeah, I used to sit here and smoke haze. No, sometimes it be like that. All my life, you know what I'm saying? Then I thought about it, like, oh, I should be called Haze. No, it was just, you know, Haze was the popular strain at the time, and yeah, we smoked. And I thought about it, like, yeah, I like that joint. Like,
and Haze. Boogie was just something to add to
and
it.
And Boogie was just something to just add it. I don't know.
Like, I get down.
From. I don't know where that came from, but Boogie just, I don't know where that shit come from, cool.
Just like you said, niggas can get down.
Real shit. That's fly. I was so stuck on the Haze, bro, because I was in college when Purple hit, right? And I had a Bronx homie that used to have, she used to sell 15s of them joints, and she gave me for a dime. You know what I'm saying? So I grabbed 2-3 of them joints, and I would smoke 3 L's a day. Of it in between class, before, after class. I had a whole little rotation because it was expensive for me.
Yeah.
Man, one night I smoked that shit, called my best friend and told him, man, I fuck with y'all, but I love Haze, yo. Y'all my niggas mm-hmm. still, mm-hmm. but Haze is my motherfucking boo. I was tripping.
At the time,
over
it was
weed.
At the time, it was Haze and Sour Diesel.
Yep.
Diesel and, came. Hydro.
Yeah, Dro. And, I miss Dro, actually.
Kush, Arizona,
Zone was around.
Zone.
But Zone was heavy at that time when Haze was out, because my young boy was making a killing off Zone on campus. No bullshit. Mm-hmm. No, it is mid. But the thing is, like, niggas had just came from smoking Reggie. Like, Reggie and Kamba and Dro. You know what I'm saying? If you was lucky, you had the kind of the Dro and some shit like that. And it was hard to come against across dimes and Dro. You get a dime of Dro, you need some Reggie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it was different back then. But an ounce was $4.50. Once you got above mid-grade, it was like, wow. Nowadays, you get an ounce of that shit for what you paid for an ounce of Zona.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's different now. So now everybody talking heavy. Niggas right. wasn't smoking like that, bro.
But at the time,
what you want, the mic?
Nah, I don't. But you think at that point that we always was as cheap as it was now? Old him was just coming up off of us like same shit was like 500 ounces for that simply allowed.
Everything is based on supply and demand. Yeah. Everything based on supply and demand. When shit becomes more common, more people start growing, distributing, numbers drop. It happens with every drug.
Gotcha.
Every drug is designer when it first comes out. Mm. I'm like, why don't you see what I'm saying? E was exclusive at one point. And then Molly was exclusive. Mm-hmm. Then niggas was sick of Molly in the hood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like Coke at one point. You had to be somebody, had some bread to be playing with your notes. You know what I mean? Like, that was a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, all of that stuff, just the market becomes the market. And then whatever, if it's in the hood for 10, it's in the county for 40. But the time is the same, too. Mm-hmm. You get quadruple the time if your own license don't add up to the county. Mm-hmm. And you out there selling drugs. Just a little FYI for what I've noticed through my travels.
That shit's still not federally legal yet.
And that's the bullshit, because any state that don't fuck with it could say that you transport.
You can have a marijuana license, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be prescribed marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And be on federal probation.
Mm-hmm.
And they still can deny that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's not federally legal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But you can be prescribed Xannies, Percocets, mm-hmm. and all that shit.
Yep. Many as you want.
You know what I'm saying?
They act like they control them.
Crazy.
There's too many loopholes. But it's crazy because, like, I mean, it was the story about the little girl who had the seizures. She was having, like, 20, 30 seizures a day or some shit. So her parents moved her to Denver
mm-hmm.
so that she can get the treatment that she needed, right? So, because she needed CBD or THC treatment. I think it was CBD. And it had cut the seizures down to 2 to 5 a day, like drastically cut them. And they was like minor as opposed to as bad as they were. And I used to have seizures, so this always stuck out to me.
She was fucking with the RSO shit, Rick Stevens on you?
I think so. I think so.
Talking about.
And then she wanted her dad couldn't stay out there because he couldn't find a job out there. He had to move back home, right? But then, like, for the holidays, they couldn't take her home because if she had a medical emergency and they took her to the hospital and they found out that she had CBD in her system, they would arrest the parents. Mm. That's how crazy that shit is.
That's deep.
You see what I'm saying? Like, bad enough she had to move halfway across the country to get treatment.
The divided states of America.
The divided states of America, bro. Real rap. But like, stuff like that be like, wow, yo.
But listen, for niggas that's on federal probation, they tell you that you're not allowed to smoke marijuana because it's not federally legal.
Mm-hmm.
But tell them to put you in front of a judge if you have your marijuana card.
Mm-hmm.
They can't, if they can't refuse that joint.
Mm-hmm.
It's still prescribed from, by
still
doctor.
Medical,
you know what I'm saying?
Still medical.
So,
order.
What happened was I kept popping up like hot for weed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my PO pulled me in the office and shit, and with a supervisor, and I already had a marijuana license.
Mm-hmm.
But they told me when I first caught my shit, like, you know what I mean, like, it don't matter. Cause it's federal, da, 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 da. So I never got it renewed and shit.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, you know what I'm saying? I got them to write the judge a letter stating that I got that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that I have anxiety and PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that I need my marijuana and shit.
Absolutely.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he usually writes off on that shit. That's what they told me. He slipped up and told me that shit. But he wrote off a couple other motherfuckers already.
Mm-hmm.
The old head that I know and shit, he wrote off and shit. But long story short, you know what I'm saying? Don't let no motherfuckers tell you you can't smoke your marijuana if you got a marijuana license and shit.
Yeah, that's solid advice. I fuck with that.
No, real shit, cool.
You know what's funny, though? And that's why motherfuckers don't be getting favors. We all know each other. So one motherfucker get away with something, he tell niggas. And then that shit come back and somebody
no,
be like...
No, it's a loophole. Like, it's a loophole.
No, not talking about that. But you know how you just said, I know other motherfuckers he signed off on. He ain't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So now, if you was a nutball, you'd be like, but Tom and them already did, you ain't one of them. You know what I mean? But it's a nigga that always do that. And that be the reason nobody else get a lookout. You know what I mean? Like, it's somebody that fucks it up at that point right there where he tell you no and you buck.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Instead, you did the smarter thing and just went through the process. But, like, a lot of people fuck it up for everybody else when that happened, bro. It's damn near, like, telling because niggas need that advantage or that angle. You know what I mean? Like, when a cop tell you, yo, I'm gonna just throw this weed down the sewer, go ahead. One nigga tell on him for that shit, he ain't doing it no more, bro. He not doing it no more. He tripping now. He gonna do the paperwork now. Hmm. That's interesting. I ain't know that. Because I heard that it didn't count.
What?
I heard that federally, since it didn't count, it wouldn't matter. I heard that. I didn't know that.
They tell you that, but...
Somebody said it depend on your PO.
It depend on your PO.
Always, though, right?
Always. But at the same time, like I said, you take in front of a judge. Also, it depend on the judge, so... But the judge really can't say nothing.
Because it's medically prescribed. It make all the sense in the world.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that shit make all the sense in the
and
world.
And then, at the same time, we talking Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying?
Commonwealth.
They're not sending nobody to no rehab, taking up no space for no marijuana.
Which would be the other option.
You know what I'm saying?
The other sensible option.
Yeah. Which they told me. If the judge denied it, then... I gotta go to a halfway house and all that dumb ass shit.
But that's dumb if I'm not smoking doing all weed that. For anxiety and PTSD. Rehab is not gonna help that.
Even still, if you don't wanna stop smoking weed, what the fuck is rehab about to do?
It's not gonna stop.
So then he asked me, what's the other option and shit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in therapy and shit. So you're like, what your therapist said? Like, my therapist, he trying to put me on pills and shit. I don't want that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? He's talking about something, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
I mean, that encouraged him more to write that letter.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? To that judge and shit.
That's crazy.
But shit, I'm just telling niggas that shit because I know a lot of niggas that be wasting their bread on detox drinks and all that shit. Like,
bro.
You know what I mean? Like, I was one of them. I got tired of that shit, cool. Like, oh, dog, like. This shit
you talk
drunk.
About the pass the test and all that.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yo, I passed two and failed one. I was confused as shit.
Yeah, that shit hit and miss.
I was confused and shit, bro. I was so mad. Hit and miss. I said the only job I ever interviewed for and ain't get was because I failed the drum.
But yeah, that's just a little loophole.
No, that's cool. Now, the therapy, they put you in therapy?
Yeah.
Is it useful?
Yeah, it has been. It has been. Yeah, it really has been.
From what aspect, and what did you expect as opposed to what you got?
It just opened my eyes up to a lot of shit that was stressing me the fuck out. You know what I mean? That I was focused on.
You was sitting on
that shit. I was sitting on that I had bottled in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He helped me realize the shit that I had bottled in. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't expect it to be that deep. Mm-hmm. And to get that deep, I thought it was just a little court order situation. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It'll be nothing crazy. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna go do this, get out of it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like 1 year, John.
Mm-hmm. Is he black?
Mexican.
So he's a minority.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we 1% of that field. That's part of the problem why we don't go. They don't ever talk about that part. But none of us go to school for it. So though. None of us want to go to somebody else that we don't think will understand us.
But he heavy though. That's he heavy. What's up. He heavy.
Sharp with it.
Yeah, he's sharp.
He be checking you.
Yeah, he do.
That's dope though.
He do, but I need that though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We hard headed, bro. Yeah. And we think we figured it out because it works for us. Mm-hmm. And that ain't everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, I got through all this shit as me.
Right.
But you could be a better you. Always. Always.
That's always. Why. Always.
Always.
That's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be a better father to my young boy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can't take care of him if I ain't taking care of myself.
You can use them tools from therapy and raising him though, because once you can identify the behaviors, you teach him how not to do them.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. That shit definitely make me sharper. I ain't gonna lie. Like, he be tossing me books and shit, like all that shit. Like,
dope. That's dope.
Keep me sharp.
See, we keep saying that white people shit, man. They had the cheat code. These motherfuckers been in therapy since they was 9, 12, shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas talking to him like how my therapist talking to him at that age. Like, that shit crazy. Like, schooling them on shit like that.
They lose a friend, they going to see somebody.
Right.
That shit ain't normal. Go sit and talk about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We lose a friend, we smoke a blunt. Hopefully we don't do nothing to get ourselves in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, that type shit.
Self-medicate. Self-medicate.
And that shit just become a cycle. That's how you deal with it.
That was my problem.
Mm-hmm. You would get gone. I know you.
Mm-hmm.
You would get mm-hmm. gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole situation, I say, shit don't just happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I live my life by that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, when I quit this whole situation, I was in my bag, gang. I was drawing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think I caught that situation just to calm me down. You know what I'm saying? Just to sit me down and have me, like, think about everything. You know what I'm saying? Because I was heading down the wrong path before I caught this case. But I'm just saying, like, I think that shit happened just to, you know, calm me down, sit me down, which it did, man. It really did calm me down.
I don't like making human hierarchy, but greater men have had to go through similar situations to calm the fuck down and figure out their purpose, bro. Or move closer to it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And, you know, there's plenty of books about a lot of them, and a few of them we really respect.
Yeah.
So, that's not no slight on you at all. That's a good thing, because you understand exactly what you're going through and what you're doing and why you did it.
I took it as a lesson. You know what I'm saying? And I took it as, I need to sit the fuck down. I need to calm down. I was drawn out there. Like,
what should BM say?
I mean, like, she was always supportive.
Right. Always supportive. All
right. You know what I mean? Cool. Because I'm asking that because I, to be clear for them, I don't want to, like, I wouldn't want that to fracture or pause what you had going on with your youngin. Mm-mm. You see what I'm saying?
No.
That's why I was asking.
No. At the time, my young boy, he was too young. Yeah. Anybody knew what was going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't one of those that had my son at my court dates and all that shit. Like, I don't
need that right now.
No, I ain't want him to see all that shit. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even though he wasn't, he was still, a pup, but... Mm-hmm. Nah, that wasn't the environment to be in, fam. You know what I'm saying? Family being.
We're more aware nowadays anyway. Like, parents used to take for granted us being small for what we, energies that we picked up on and stresses and anxieties that me white went through. You know what I mean? And now we like, if it ain't that, I don't need my kid around it. It's that baby or not. You know what I mean? We start saying baby or not. Shit like that. Mm-hmm. And our parents and grandparents really was just taking us every fucking where, dragging us to everything. I had to take the phone calls from my uncle until I was old enough to be like, I'm not talking to him right now. You know what I mean? Because he be drawing and my day was going good till I talked to him.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But like, we had to do everything. Why? Because I said so. Now you got the awareness to be like, man, I don't want him to even feel that. And that's important because that shit... You just said you realize a lot of stuff that you ain't realize where it came from. You know what I mean? Same thing with these children, man. We can't put everything on them all the time.
No, hell no.
More books, less stress.
Yeah. I like that.
Real rat, man. Real rat. And your kid is going to be better than you because your kid is going to be smarter than you.
Word.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just find comfort in that. And your job is to just be a fucking director. You Tyler Perry to his movie. You done lived your movie.
Mm.
You got some more highlights coming, though. But your movie real. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 That's how I would look at it.
I like that.
You fuck with that?
Yeah.
I like that. My nigga. No, but that's the fly thing about being the type of man that you are and the type of mentality that you have. That's easy for you. You see what I'm saying? That's why you like it. Because it make all the sense in the world to you. It ain't even, like I said, no Houdini shit.
It's just some real shit. Ooh, and I felt that shit.
Nah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then my job is done. But nah. I'm excited about your next step and your next phase and the next thing you get to people. That's personally, that covers personal and public. You know what I mean? And the fame, because you ain't been boogie this long for no fucking reason.
Mm.
There's people that have watched your whole shit. Shorty with the iPod. You know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers is attached to you, all of us, that we don't even take accountability for. We don't know who watching what, listening to what, tapped into what, who whispering about what. You know what I mean? We never know that type of shit. But you've been doing this shit longer than most, bro, at a high level. From what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit for a minute, gang.
You see what I'm saying?
Doing this shit for
what I'm hearing.
For a mighty long time, like, since South Street was popping. I even had a little shorty run up on me and take pictures with me and all that shit. That shit even blew my fucking mind. Like, see? You know what I mean? Like,
that's fly.
Like, I did a little stardom shit, like little neighborhood stardom shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I want to get back on that, but not because of that or not for that, but just because of that love, like, you know what I mean? Like I know people are waiting for me and wanting to hear my music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It's still more people that want to make cameos.
Real shit. Like, I mean, we gotta do something anyway, cool. Like, I'm waiting on you.
All right. I actually, we're gonna figure out a time to lock in the booth and all of that. But I gotta, we're gonna do the live taping for the 250th episode soon. I want you to come out, network, and if you feel like hopping on stage, you can get busy on that joint. Get some love and some energy. You see what I'm saying?
I'm with that.
That's light.
I'm with that.
That's easily doable.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But I need to talk to the venue probably within the next couple of weeks, because we're looking at January, February for that. We had like 3:33 and 3:34 now while we speak. You know what I mean? So I got a few weeks before we have to do that. So I'll let you know. Right. Keep you updated on week. I had some fun. All
right, but
he had some fun. Or some real shit, man. I think that'll be fly. But tell the people how to keep up with Haze Boogie, man, because we about to start energizing the people again, man. We about to get the energy back up.
Man, as soon as I get my shit jumping and pumping, I mean, it's still the same shit. Haze Boogie, HAZEBOOGIE on everything.
And Haze Boogaloo on Gmail.
Yep, Haze Boogaloo on Gmail. You know what I mean? That's HAZEBOOGALOO@gmail.com. You know what I mean? Send them beats and all that. You know what I mean?
Man. Send my man Halloween, some energy.
Halloween. You know what I mean? Some motivation and some energy. You hear me?
I already told y'all. He got to come out with a joint. You might want to be a part of that.
No, real shit.
Real shit.
Real shit. Real shit. I got a lot of shit in the tucky on, man. I'm about to, I'm about to say drop, man. I'm about to get back in the mix.
Appreciate your time, bro. Always told you I fuck with you heavy. I'm here when you need me. And we done made some plans on camera, so we got to knock a couple of them things off the board, if not all of them. You know what I mean? Let's figure some things out. Let's keep in touch and make some shit happen. And you here to witness, so you can nudge if, you know what I mean, if necessary. But we going to do it. We going to get my boy back at his height again, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He look great up there. You need to be back up there. What they say, I need my man on the stage, man. Mm-hmm. Need to be on the stage. That's what it is, man. Appreciate y'all.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together. Super big hands.
Thank you.